The chairman of the Federal Reserve, the Delphic, Alan Greenspan, is on Capitol Hill again today for more testimony on the state of the economy. He also spoke yesterday. This is big news for many of us. To the Motley Fools, David and Tom Gardner, it is a chance to play What Did the Fed Chief Say? David and Tom, thank you for joining us here on Day to Day. And tell me, how does this game work?
It works very simply, Alex. This is David, by the way. Thanks for having us on. We pretty much will just roll a clip from Greenspan's recent congressional testimony, and we usually do this for callers on our show. We're going to do it for you today. We're just going to ask you to interpret for us in simple, plain English exactly what he said.
And we have to remember that Mr. Greenspan has really grown up professionally in the Washington, D.C. area, and he has learned through the years that it is a very valuable talent if you can say almost nothing with a lot of words.
Okay, well, let's hear. What's the first presentation?
Okay, Alex, what did the Fed chief say?
Taking steps to increase our national saving through fiscal action to lower federal budget deficits would help diminish the risks that a further reduction in the rate of purchase of dollar assets by foreign investors could severely crimp the business investment that is crucial for our long-term growth.
That is one sentence.
Come on.
Alex, what did the Fed chief say?
I want to know, what did you do to poor Mr. Greenspan's testimony to edit that together from...
That was from straight from his mouth to the mouths of angels, I guess, or to the ears of angels. Alex, what did the Fed chief say? Are you ducking our question?
No, of course not. What Mr. Greenspan meant to convey was that saving money is good because you might need it someday.
That's close.
That tackles the first 40% of it. Dave, can you take us the rest of the way?
I have looked at this sentence, and I've spent a lot of time looking at this sentence. It is an amazing single sentence of English. As best I can tell, it means running a deficit weakens our economy, and it therefore discourages foreigners from investing in the U.S., which, as Greenspan said at the end, is crucial for our long-term growth.
Would that he had only used those words to communicate his point.
Okay, I scarcely dare ask, but wasn't there something else that you guys had to play from the testimony?
Well, how about one more clip?
Okay.
Okay, this one is a contrast with the first. Let's roll it.
When the future surprises, history tells us it often surprises us all.
Alex, what did the Fed chief say?
He said that the future is history repeated.
There is a little bit of... There's a twist on it.
I heard the words future and history other than that.
And I do think...
Tom, on our show, we award a Motley Fool ball cap if you get it right. Does Alex get one for that?
I don't think that he would, but he did repeat the word history. And the thing is, when it comes right down to it, listening to Alan Greenspan is part of the difficulty. Even if his sentences are pretty plain, the tone of his voice often lulls most of the listeners to sleep. And I think that may have happened with Alex. This quote, as far as I can tell, is really Alan Greenspan's refutation of the idea that history repeats itself. I mean, there is an element of unpredictability in our lives that only allows us to deal in probabilities, and I guess it's good news that the grand prognosticator of our economy is recognizing that there's an element of unpredictability, because he's saying when the future surprises, it surprises us all.
David and Tom Gardner, the Motley Fools, and hosts of NPR's Motley Fools radio show, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
It's probably worth noting we were both English majors.
Thank you, Alex, and you will be receiving a Motley Fool baseball cap for your effort.
Oh, boy.